Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Marry me, Christina Yang. Are you saying yes?
Yeah.
We're married!
Adele and I are getting a divorce.
Has it even occurred to you that maybe I'm not interested?
I raised you to be an extraordinary human being. So imagine my disappointment when I wake up after 5 years and discover that you're no more than ordinary.
You want to know why I'm so ordinary? You want to know what happened to me? You happened to me.
Disappearances happen in science. Disease can suddenly fade away. Tumors go missing. We open someone up to discover the cancer is gone. It's unexplained, it's rare, but it happens. We call it misdiagnosis. Say we never saw it in the first place. Any explanation but the truth. That life is full of vanishing acts. If something that we didn't know we had disappears, do we miss it?
Meredith.
What are you doing? That's not a bath. I know what a bath looks like.
Drop it.
Look, your mother.
Drop it.
Your mother. Look, your mother was lucid, and she said things, and now she's...
gone, and everything's back to normal. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, except she's having heart surgery today. Hey, you want me to talk to the chief? I know you have the triage thing today, but he'll give you the day off.
Stop. I do not need rescuing.
Oh, you would have drowned in the bathtub had I not been there.
I'm a surgeon. I do the rescuing. You are not my knight in shining whatever.
So we're going to fight because I pulled you out of the tub.
You have a place. You could sleep at it. And then you don't have to pull me out of the bathtub. You're everywhere all the time, saying things.
This is the happy ever after part. And in the happily ever after part, the guy is there all the time, saying things. And the girls love it.
Go to work. I'll see you there.
Just for the record, I am your knight in shining whatever.
I did not try to drown myself in the bathtub.
Hey. I ate everything out of the fridge last night. Everything, including a tub of butter. There's no judgment here.
You ever feel like you were disappearing?
All the time.
Why can't I just be that happily ever after person? Why can't I believe in that?
I don't know what I believe in anymore.
Told him yet.
I know. Just don't.
I'm not going to. Yet.
No, I need to tell my friends here first.
I have friends here. Shepherd.
Oh, no, you can't tell Shepherd. You cannot tell Shepherd until I've told Meredith. It will be a thing.
You act like this is a disaster. The world won't implode if people know.
I will tell them. Today. Just... wait.
Morning. 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 What's different?
Nothing.
Leave him be.
What happened to your hair?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. What happened to your hair?
Leave him be.
You dyed it.
But why?
Leave him be. What are you doing?
What?
Okay, but why?
Men who have gray hair are noticed less than men who don't.
By who?
Well,
by the ladies?
Looks good, Chief.
Very natural.
Ladies will love
it. He is glowing.
all alone. Do any of you even know what that's like? Lives with Christina, dates the perfect 12-year-old man whore. His wife left him after 25 years of marriage. So if the man wants to dye his hair for the ladies, let him dye his hair for the ladies. Leave him be.
Weird. Weird. It's weird, right?
I need more triage tear tags.
Working with somebody I'm married to is weird. I mean, I'm his boss and his wife. At work, I'm giving him orders. In bed, he's giving me...
Stop! Right there. I don't need to know this. I'm tired. I'm busy. While I will concede you and O'Malley have some challenges to overcome, I'm asking you to remember that this day is a marathon, and my mind can only hold what it needs to know. Your sex life cannot be held in my mind today. Ever. It cannot be held in my mind ever. Never.
Whatever.
Sydney Heron here to lend a hand. Hey, hi.
Hello.
Oh, Miranda, hey. Nice clinic. Very nice.
Is it?
I mean, real nice. I mean, cheerful. No better way to distinguish yourself for chief resident than to open a multi-million-dollar clinic. Smart thinking, strategic.
Chief resident?
I myself have used the time to master several complex surgical procedures. But this is another way to go.
What is she talking about? Chief resident.
Chief resident. Yeah, for next year. The one fifth year resident that rules all residents. Oh, she's cute. She's acting like she didn't know about it. Cute.
I'm not cute.
I'm on to you. Okay, I'm a competitor.
Grr. I bite.
Oh, well, I'll just wait for you in the pit. What?
Nothing.
What? Okay, cranky, forget it.
Why are the only one who thinks this triage test is a waste of time? There's a platysmoplasty on the board. I had Sloan all prepped to let me scrub in.
George, hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
You like living in a hotel?
Yeah, it's good.
Because your room's still there. It's mine.
Is it?
I'm just saying, if you don't like the hotel, you can always just move right back in.
I think I'm this boy that you need to save. I get it, but... And it would be sweet if it weren't so condescending.
Seriously, is it too much to ask to be performing actual surgeries? We are actual surgeons.
What?
Nothing. A lot of arm swelling, but good distal pulses, so we can rule out compartment syndrome. I suspect a radius fracture, so I'd splint and get an ortho follow-up.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Then I guess this means...
Time.
And I'm dead.
Dead?
You sent her home. The bone punctured through her skin.
Yeah, but she had multiple wounds and abrasions.
A puncture over a break is an open fracture until proven otherwise. Yeah, I got septic and I died at home, thanks to you.
Whatever.
Not whatever. It's a dead minor puncture wound that's not Guy.
You have to be quick and thorough while using your instincts. You can't be fooled by what your eyes see. If you assess wrong, your patient could die while waiting for treatment. Karev, you're next.
I already killed her. You can't do more damage than that.
People, triage is one of the most important tools a doctor has. In a real emergent scenario, you have only minutes.
And it's something you'll be tested on in your surgical.
Sorry.
George.
I'm just recording the drill.
Yeah.
All right. We're working, George.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm your boss.
Yes. No.
All right?
Yes. A very sexy one.
No. You cannot undermine my authority in front of the other interns. In front of my peers?
No.
Well, O'Malley, take that back to the clinic where it belongs.
Sorry.
People, look, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt the session for a moment.
Chief, I like your new hair. It really brings out your eyes.
Do you need something, sir?
We just received word of a mass casualty incident nearby. All available level 1 trauma centers have been asked to respond. I need to send a team into the field immediately.
Is this a part of the exercise? Are we supposed to act appropriately, tense?
This is not an exercise or a drill, Yang. This is an emergent situation, and I need all hands on deck.
Seriously?
What happened?
I don't have details, just orders.
seeing news. You're not pregnant again, are you? Because I can't handle the extra months of bitchiness.
We're catching a ride with Seattle 34, space was tight, so hold your kids on your lap.
Where are we going?
We'll know when we get there.
Fire, flood, volcano? I'm not really dressed for a volcano.
Steven.
Sorry, it's inappropriate. Sorry.
Whoa. I'm hauling supplies. I only have room for five.
Yang.
Yes?
Stay with the chief. Take care of the incoming wounded. The rest of you come on.
Stevens was inappropriate. Hey, what was your news?
Forget it.
Everybody, move your IDs to the outside of your jacket. When we get there, remember, triage. Correct.
Green tags, non-emergent, yellow, delayed care. Red tags, needs immediate treatment.
Good. Assess carefully, tag, and then get all critical patients into the ambulances as fast as possible. Don't get in the way of search and rescue and stay calm.
Any word yet on what happened?
All we know is there are multiple traumas.
Ferryboats don't get in accidents. They're safe. They're reliable. The moment you take one for granted, along comes a container ship and boom. Everything for ferryboats.
We schedule Swanson's valve replacement. We're going to need the OR for the incoming for the ferry accident.
Okay. And this whole day has just been... something wrong with Meredith. I asked her what's wrong. She says nothing. She tries to drown herself in the tub. Not actually drowned, I don't think. Something was going on. She will not talk about it. We were fine. Now it's like I'm living with a ghost.
You're confiding in me?
Yes.
Christina and I are engaged.
Congratulations.
No, she doesn't want to tell anyone. At least not until she tells Meredith first.
Yeah, they're different than other women.
Yes, these women. Yes, they are.
You know, maybe we'll never know them. I didn't really know them. Now you and Christina are engaged, you have a lot of work to do.
Right.
You and Yang are getting hitched?
There's a mass casualty incident rolling in.
Probably be some burn victims. You should be prepared.
Oh. Sydney, I thought I could take a few patients off your hands.
I appreciate the gesture, Dr. Callie O'Malley, but the chief asked me to roll the non-emergent ER cases into the clinic and take care of them, so I've triaged these patients, and so far it looks like a sore throat, a sprain, and a tummy ache. Easy breezy. So the clinic and I are fine.
Okay. I'm not trying to take the clinic. Bailey's clinic, by the way, away from you. I'm offering to help.
Your offer to help is duly noted and very much appreciated, but I promise you, got it all under control. Jason K?
Yeah.
Fine. I'll leave you to it. And find myself a recently traumatized emergency surgery to scrub in on while you stay down here with your sore throat and your sprain and... what was the other one?
Tummy ache.
Ooh.
Jason K?
Is she showing you a nurse?
Doctor, medical something?
I'm a doctor, but...
Come with me.
No, you need to get checked out. There's a treatment area right over there.
Follow me, please.
So you've got some really bad burns. They need to be treated.
My buddy's trapped. He's trapped under a car.
If he's trapped in her car, you need search and rescue. They have personnel, their medical personnel.
I called them, they're backed up, and he can't wait. He's in a real bad way. Please. He's my best buddy. Please.
Shepard, I need you in the next rig.
Okay. I want you at that scene.
You don't need me here.
They're reporting lots of closed head injuries, and I want you to get in there and bring them back alive. What's the news?
Shepard and Greer are on the rocks. Burke and Yang got engaged. You need highlights. In your hair, that's why it looks so odd. I'm gonna go save lives.
Take him to the treatment area. He'll fix you up there, okay?
Come on, let's go.
I got somebody down here.
Hey! That's not secure! Doctor, I need you to get back.
There's
up
a pregnant
here.
Woman down here. Just shut the.
Is she dead?
Yeah.
Time or what?
what we can tell you is that there have been deaths. And we don't know how many, and we may not know that for hours or even days. We also know that passengers are still being evacuated. A ferry of this size can carry anywhere up to 1,000 or 1,500.
All right, you're going to need these to handle influx. We're going to need plenty of available open chest trays, central line kits, and a difficult intubation car.
Yes, sir.
We don't know how many people could still be left on the boat.
I know. Communicate with the scene as needed.
No. I heard you were engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, go. And remember, we're hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst.
You got anyone for me?
Yeah, those two need to be transported. These five didn't make it. Four adults and one child.
Child? You found a dead child? Boy or girl?
Ma'am, you're injured. You need to lie down. Get a stretcher, now!
Child, a boy or girl? I can't find my son. We got separated. I need to know if my little boy is alive.
Yeah, she was a girl. The child was a little girl. No. I need to examine you. I'm going to have to take you to the hospital.
No, I can't leave. He's only seven. No, and he's all alone.
No,
I will not leave my son behind.
No, I will find him. Listen to me. I will find him. If you let me take you to triage, I promise you, I will find your son.
It's so scary.
I will find him. Okay?
He's a mechanic. We worked together. We drive together to work, and suddenly there was this huge jolt.
It was awful. We were just trying to get out of there, but Rick went back.
Figured we could help. We should help. He went back. There were people trapped. He was trying to help.
We were behind him. We were right behind him.
There's injuries to his chest and leg. It looks like his arm is broken. And I guess there's damage to his spine and pelvis. I can't... There's not much that I can do until we get him out of here.
You gotta do what you can. I mean, we'll, Can I go find some more guys?
Hey, go find search and rescue, okay? Give them this. Tell them I said he can't wait. He has to get to a hospital.
All right, I'm going.
Let him know he needs a CT. Make sure you keep his neck stable. He'll step off. Ask for Weller. Weller's not available. Ask for Krychek. Okay? Keep him stable. What do you got? Oh, okay. Nurse, let me get some bandages. Thank you. Stop here. Sir. Hey, Maris, you got a free hand? Hold this bandage on the way. You all right?
Yeah, it's just a lot.
You want to get married? You haven't told me, and I haven't asked. Now we have a problem.
What? No, I don't want to get married. You want to get married?
Good. So if that's not it, what is it?
It isn't anything. Are you good? Because I got to get the
Good. Trip. Okay. Let's go. She all right?
Yeah, she's good. She's just lost.
Hang in there. We're going to get you to the hospital soon, okay?
All the non-emergent surgeries have been postponed.
Good.
I'm going to go check on discharges. Trying to free up as many beds as I can in the surgical wing.
Oh. I was going to do that, but...
I can do it.
Sure, good.
Unless you want to.
No, but...
You're still the chief.
I know that.
It just seems so quiet, you know?
I know. We're expecting the first wave from the scene soon.
I dyed my hair blonde the day after Derek moved out. Change is good. Your marriage is over. You're starting over. So am I.
I specifically told you I needed to tell Meredith first.
I was talking to Shepard and it just came out. It's no big deal.
See, it is a big deal. Because now she's not even going to care about the fact that I'm getting married. All she's going to care about is the fact that I didn't tell her myself.
Then why didn't you?
There was a major disaster?
That was 45 minutes after we discussed it. You were with your friends for 45 minutes running triage drills, and you weren't compelled to mention it?
The chief says they're rolling in soon, so...
Her pressure's low, barely registering. I don't see anything veins for an IV.
Well, clamp down for hypothermia. That's why I can find a pulse.
I've never seen a crush injury so bad in her life. God, she's a mess.
Well, she needs to stay on the left side. We gotta move on the left side. It's gonna take both of us to get that BP up. What's my count? 1, 2.
Baby, the baby's okay. Vanellope's okay. Just try to breathe. We need to move you to help with your circulation, okay?
1, 2, 3.
Pulse is already better. I'll attempt IV access again.
Just breathe through the pain. What you can do for your baby right now is take care of yourself.
Girl, good. It hurts.
Come on now, keep breathing for me, okay? That's it. Keep breathing.
What do we do?
We wait.
We wait.
Okay, we need to find a grown-up, another grown-up, to help you find your mom.
I gotta get back to my unit.
No, I need you to take this little girl to the triage agency, please. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be fine. I promise. Thanks.
Survivors, so that's something.
Yeah, it is.
You seen Steven?
No.
What about O'Malley? Gray.
I saw Gray about 10 minutes ago. She was on her way over here with a kid. You haven't seen her?
Nope. I gotta head out with this one, so keep an eye out for me. Right?
I'll do my best. Was pregnant, found under a pile of rubble. Sustained crushed injuries to her right torso and upper extremity, as well as severe trauma to the face. BP initially low, but now up to 90 over 60 after a liter of fluid and placing on her left side.
What do we do? Forever.
ABC. Her airway needs to be protected. Her breathing will be compromised because of the pressure injury, and we need to have blood available. I would do a trauma panel, type and cross, and CTs of her head and neck.
Hey, excellent. Let's get started. Trauma room 2.
Right away.
1, 2, and 3.
Oh.
The baby. The baby's gonna...
Make sure that you shield her in radiology.
You've got to get her stabilized first before you start worrying about the baby. The amount of rats are negligible.
Right, but she's gonna need a lot before all this is over, and we need to protect them both.
Okay. Yang, you're on this. Alex, go to the clinic. The victim's families are there. They need answers.
This is my patient. I pulled out of the damn water.
Which is heroic and manly, and you still need to talk to those families right now.
Pete, why can't Yang do it?
This is all hands on deck. Yang can handle this. Now go.
Okay.
Oh, it's fire, Jeff. And police, if anything with flashing lights.
Carly Height, 45-year-old female found at the scene, open abdominal wound with a mental evisceration.
Okay, we need to get her to an OR as soon as possible. He won't respond if you call him Christopher. Just Chris.
Okay.
He likes Chris.
O'Malley, what is she talking about? She lost track of her son in the accident.
Dr. O'Malley and I made a deal. He's going to find my son, so I know that Chris is okay before I get his surgery.
Miss Height, your injury is extremely serious. We need to tend to it as soon as possible.
As soon as he's located, I can't go into surgery before I know about my son.
I'm sure he's here. All families are being directed.
O'Malley, just find the boy in a hurry, and we'll start your workup.
more gone.
There's no more here.
Maybe you can find some paper towels in the head.
I'll find some.
Vince. It hurts like hell.
Can you do anything about that? I mean, can you get anything for the pain?
I've given him everything I've got. Where is Surgeon Risk?
It hurts.
What hurts, man?
Maybe if I try to set his arm, it'll help some with the pain.
What do you wait?
What? Nothing. Just stay there and hold his hand.
Hold his hand.
You think he's in pain now? He's not. Hold his hand. Place both hands on opposite sides of the room. Distract. Yeah. Exaggerate. And reverse the mechanism that one continues.
You are a doctor, aren't you?
Sure. All right. All right, Rick. You ready?
Yeah.
One. Two.
Mom!
What happened?
Some metal, something hit my leg, thrown off. God, it hurt. It hurt.
Okay.
I started swimming. I need to go. I got a meeting.
I'm sorry, sir. Try to stay still. Don't look. Turn around. I need you to be brave for me. Just stand right there. Don't move. And don't look.
What do we got?
Oh, we just got started.
All right. But I got this. There's nobody covering my service. I'm going to need you to get up to telemetry and check on my patients, pre-op and post-op.
And then I should join you in surgery.
No, and then you should report to the pit.
The chief assigned me to Jane Doe.
Yes, now I'm reassigning you.
To do what? Sutures?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying you don't want me to scrub in?
Dr. Yang, I'm saying that I have an unattended cardiothoracic wing and a pit full of patients that you have the ability to help. I don't need you in the OR, I need you on the floor. Do you have a problem with that?
Nope.
Thank you.
No, not Chris Height. He's 7 years old, he's got brown hair. I don't know if he's injured. Could you at least check to see if he's there? Yes, I know all the families were directed here. Could you just check? Thank you, yeah. Callie, I need some help.
I can't, I'm busy.
Yeah, okay. It's just I'm trying to find this.
George, I'm busy. I'm about to go into surgery, okay? I can't be your wife right now. I'm working.
I'm working, too. I have a patient who needs surgery.
So do I.
Yes, any luck? Thank you.
Damn it. Can I get some help over here? Sweetie, listen to me. I need you to turn around. I know I told you to face away from me, but we have to work together to help this man. I don't talk either when I get scared. I don't talk when bad things happen. You don't have to say anything, but I need your help. Okay, don't look down. Don't look at the blood. Look at me. Look at me. Can you be my assistant? Okay, good. I can't move my hands off where they are right now, so I need you to go over to my kit and pull out the things they look like tweezers. You know what your mommy uses to pull a splinter out with?
Hey, what was the site like? Was it gory? Was it a trauma bonanza?
I mean, obviously terrible.
Don't talk to thieves.
What?
You stole my Jane Doe right out from under me.
I am not a thief. Man, you balked. You're a balker.
I was thinking.
Well, again, not my problem. That thinking is such a time-consuming process for you.
I rescued her. I climbed down. I pulled a massive pylon off of her. I got her here alive.
Pylons? There are pylons on people?
Whatever. I get stuck babysitting the patients' families the way you get to scrub in.
Oh, I'm not scrubbing in. I'm stitching up patients in the pit.
Huh. Who'd you piss off to get that?
Well, I happen to be pulling gaping pieces of flesh back together.
Mm, you're stitching. You're just one step closer to knitting your grandma's sweater.
Well, August Mines Medical.
You're knitting. I pull pylons off people.
Orange juice? Oh, sweetie. Yeah, his color's not good.
Do you want some orange juice? Or maybe I have some wheat crackers, something to put in your belly?
Yeah.
No? Everybody, if you're waiting to hear about your families, we should be hearing something very soon. I'm sorry.
He must have saved at least a dozen people who were stuck in their cars. We told him not to go back.
That's the kind of guy he is. He's the guy that goes back. He got kids, too. Five.
Okay. I'm committed to the project. I don't need to hear about the kids.
Be careful of home.
Sorry. Doing a real great job there, Doc.
Hey, how's he doing?
He's doing all right.
No! No, he's not! I can't do anything more until we get him out from under this car. Can you please tell me why you've come back by yourself?
Search and rescue. They're buried. They said they'd come when they can.
Why did you show them the red tag? He's a red tag.
They said they got 15 red tags.
Come on, guys. Don't worry about it.
No. Don't do this, man. Stay with me. He let go of my hand. He's gone limp.
Wake up, Rick.
Please don't let this turn into something it's not.
Hey. I'm not going to be able to make it to your surgery. And here's the thing. You were crushed underneath the cement pylon. But dozens of people on that ferry boat died. But you're still alive. So when I come back to check on you after the surgery, you better still be alive. All right? You hear me? All right.
Baby's stable. So is the baby's. You did good, Chris.
Is she gonna be okay?
Yeah, we're gonna do everything we can.
Well, what about the baby? I mean, is she gonna be able to carry it to term?
You should get back down to the clinic.
It's time. We really need to operate before you lose any more blood or your bowels start to die.
Just wait till Dr. O'Malley finds my son, please. Dr. O'Malley, George, did you find him? Is he okay? Is he awake?
One of his pupils is born. We don't have a lot of time.
What are you going to do? You're telling him to die.
Sorry. I'm doing what I can.
It's not enough. Please. Just look, they're not going to get him out here anytime soon. So you got to figure out a way to help him right here, right now.
There's much more than just my last mistake.
Finally.
Kelly Winter.
Fatima's a little girl.
Hold on. I'm Dr. Karev. This is a very rough situation, and I can assure you we're doing everything that we can.
The following are the patients we've identified at this time. John J. Anders, Kirk Demarest.
This is the same list they gave us a half hour ago. It's posted over there.
I understand.
Please, just Kelly. She's got brown hair. She's about 5'4".
Okay, look, we had a lot of people who came in without ID.
Just take us over to the ER and we'll look for ourselves.
We can't let you do that.
Why not? Those are our kids in there. Those are our kids in there. Come on, come on.
Okay. Now, I have to deflect the blood pressure. Okay. Nathan, you helped. You just have to bandage him up. We're going to find someone to take him to the hospital, and then we're going to find your mom.
Oh, I can't stand it. Hey, I got to get out of here.
Please just save me from this darkness.